النبي
ويلكم ميلاد النبي
ويلكم ميلاد النبي
وي لاف ميلاد النبي
وي لاف ميلاد النبي.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, please recite after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
الحمد لله عز وجل. The name of the program is the blessings of Milad. Now, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, as always, we do have a new topic today. But before that, let's listen to the verses of the glorious Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون والطور سينين وهذا البلد والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا
يكذبك بعد بالله.
أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear Samuel brothers and viewers of Madani channel, for those of you that may just be joining us for the first time, or those that may have only just joined us now, My dear Samuel brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the name of the program is the Blessings of Milad. Inshallah, today we shall be discussing why we should celebrate Milad. What is the importance of celebrating the coming of the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have our muballighs here with us, mashallah. Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib in his shiny Imam Sharif. Subhanallah, we have Ammar Bhai again as usual, but this time, mashallah, all in blue. Mashallah, azzajal. But we also have another guest, and this guest has come and joined us from South Africa, mashallah, with his beautiful orange beard. We have Aslam Bhai also, mashallah, azzajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every single one of these, Amen. Grant them all a long life, and allow them to continue to do the work of Islam. My dear seven brothers, before we come to our topic, let's listen to a naad praising Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله يا رسول الله 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 يا حبيب الله پکارو يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله 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 منانا جشن میلاد النبی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے منانا جشن میلاد النبی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے جلوس پاک میں جانا کبھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ خدا کے دوستوں سے دوستی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے خدا کے دوستوں سے دوستی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے خدا کے دوستوں سے دوستی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے نبی کے دشمنوں کی دشمنی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ سرکار دلدار کی آمد مرحبا، دلدار کی آمد مرحبا، آقا کی آمد مرحبا، داتا کی آمد مرحبا، حضور کی آمد مرحبا، پر نور کی آمد مرحبا، آقا کی آمد مرحبا، داتا کی آمد مرحبا، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے، نعرہ رسالت، نعرہ رسالت، لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے، لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے، لگاتے جائیں گے ہم یا رسول اللہ کے نعرے، مچانا مرحبا کی دھوم بھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، پکارو یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، اور جو چاہو مانگ لو دروازہ رحمت کھلا ہے آج، جو چاہو مانگ لو دروازہ رحمت کھلا گیا، جو چاہو مانگ لو دروازہ رحمت کھلا ہے آج، تمہیں خالی ولادت کی گھڑی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، منائیں گے خوشی ہم حشر تک جشن ولادت کی، منائیں گے خوشی ہم حشر میں جشن ولادت کی، منائیں گے خوشی ہم حشر تک جشن ولادت کی، سجاوٹ اور کرنا روشنی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، اے میرے بھائیوں ہے تم سے مدنی التجا میری، اے میرے بھائیوں ہے تم سے مدنی التجا میری، پکارو ہم رضا کی پیروی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، جو کوئی جس کا کھاتا ہے اسی کے گیت گاتا ہے، جو کوئی جس کا کھاتا ہے اسی کے گیت گاتا ہے، جو کوئی جس کا کھاتا ہے اسی کے گیت گاتا ہے، نبی کے گیت گانا ہم کبھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، ہمارا عہد ہے کہ دعوت اسلام کو ہرگز، ہمارا عہد ہے کہ دعوت اسلام کو ہرگز کبھی ہم نہ چھوڑیں گے، کبھی ہرگز نہ چھوڑیں گے، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب اللہ، یا رسول اللہ، یا حبیب حبیب اللہ سرکار کی آمد مرحبا دلدار کی آمد مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا داتا کی آمد مرحبا حضور کی آمد مرحبا پر نور کی آمد مرحبا اول کی آمد مرحبا آخر کی آمد مرحبا یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ تسلی رکھنا ہو مایوس قبر و حشر میں حتا شر میں عطار تسلی رکھ نہ ہو مایوس قبروں اشر میں عطار تجھے تنہا رسول ہاشمی ہر کس نہ چھوڑے گے یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ پکارو یا رسول اللہ حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا رسول اللہ
سبحان اللہ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم دیس فرام برادرز اینڈ ویورز اف دی چینل سبحان اللہ واٹ اے بیوٹیفل نعت انشاءاللہ عز وجل وی شال نیور سٹاپ سیلیبریٹنگ اس لانگ اس وی آر لیونگ انشاءاللہ وی شال نیور سٹاپ سیلیبریٹنگ دی میلاد اف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم یو نو مینی پیپل مے بی تھنکنگ وائی از میلاد سو امپورٹنٹ ان فیکٹ ویل آسک آور مبلغز وائی از اٹ سو امپورٹنٹ ٹو یو ٹو سیلیبریٹ دی میلاد
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم یا ایگزیکٹلی واٹ یو ہیو سیڈ Right now our discussion is not with regards to the proofs for celebrating Milad, you know, why we in terms of the proof from the Quran and Hadith. We have plenty of those, alhamdulillah.
As long as there's no prohibition, then it's allowed.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. So, but in terms of right now the discussion is why is it important to celebrate Milad?
For you personally, Ammar bhai.
Right now,
you personally.
The question you posed to me, I think, not just to me, but generally as a person, if they were to think about it, you know, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does the Quran say? وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who came as a mercy, when we, in general, when we look at the mercy of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is prevalent throughout the entire world. You know, look at the amount of mercy each and every individual received, including the slaves, including the women at that time who were, you know, badly oppressed.
Allah,
so the, as a creation, you know, the mercy that we received when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed this world with his presence, Allah. That mercy, you know, if you just look at it from that aspect, today if I have rights as a person, you know, alhamdulillah, in the beautiful religion of Islam, if my parents, if my brothers, if my sisters, if my uncles, aunties, anybody has any rights that have been mentioned with regards to them, alhamdulillah, that is through the blessing Allah of this Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we, in one sense, we owe, we have a lot to pay back. You know, we can never pay back, we can never Allah praise him enough. But this is our way of showing that, alhamdulillah, we are grateful for the mercy that we have received in the form of the holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Hafiz Saab, to you. Same question to you. Let's see what answer you give.
What's the question?
Allahu
Ji, labbaik, subhanallah, azawajal. Me personally, you know, alhamdulillah, azawajal, grew up in a family where, mashallah, azawajal, we celebrated the Milad in different ways. Obviously, it all depends, you know, what culture you are coming from. Now, as long as everything is in the Shariat, alhamdulillah, azawajal, you can celebrate Milad Sharif. And we've been celebrating Milad Sharif from, you know, since we were young, we grew up in that culture. And to be honest with you, just like Amir Ahl Sunnah, he says, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we look forward to the month of Milad Sharif. Why? One reason is that Allah azza wa jal himself, Surah Yunus, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَهُ وَخَيْرُ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. So in that sense, we are following the command of Allah azza wa jal, that rejoice, be happy, And that could be nothing. You know, the Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, you know, before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam born, the Prophets came to Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, giving her the good news. After the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was born, you know, so many things happened. The Kaaba was rejoicing, you know, Alhamdulillah. And then so many other things. You know, sometimes the flag, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam hoisted the flag on the Kaaba. So for me personally, seriously, I look forward. After Ramadan, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the month of Rabiul Nur Sharif is what we're waiting for. And this is, Alhamdulillah, the farman of my Murshid. Labbaik ya Murshid.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear seven brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah, Alhamdulillah, today also we will again speak about the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But today, you know, inshallah, we'll be discussing more about the celebration of the Milad. Why? Because there are a lot of people who ask, you know, why do you celebrate Milad? You know, the companions never celebrated Milad. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam never celebrated Milad. This is what people say. You know, the Prophet didn't celebrate his Milad, the companions didn't celebrate his Milad. You know, where have you got this from? But these seven brothers, this misunderstanding, this misinterpretation of the Ahadith, etc., this is, inshallah, what we wish to clear for today. Keep watching, inshallah. Let's move to the Quran and the Ahadith. Let's start with Ammar bhai. Ammar bhai, what's the importance of this day?
No, with regards to, for example, the Quran and Hadith, like Hafiz has already mentioned, the ayah in Surah Yunus, that upon the beneficence and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then upon these people should rejoice.
So here the rahmah, the word rahmah has been used.
Yeah, so fadl and rahmah. You know, so fadl and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people should rejoice. And then what is it? Huwa khayrum mimma yajma'un. So this is better than their wealth and their possessions. So just this ayah within itself, we are commanded not only, you know, to just be celebrating to a certain small extent, but rejoice. You know, rejoicing includes a lot within there. It's extensive.
This is an order, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's an order, that's a command. And then the rahmah being used, and like the ayah that I recited, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So the Quran also tells us what is the rahmah for us. What is rahmah? Rahmah is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, at many other places, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah has favored the believers. Allah has blessed the believers.
We need to truly understand this first. You know, like, subhanAllah, I know you're coming out with so much, mashallah. But my dear son, brother, this is quite beautiful. You know, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the word rahmah. You know, that the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. That mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, فَلْيَفْرَحُ. This is an order. You know, celebrate. يَفْرَحُ means to celebrate, literally.
Allahu Akbar.
Check up the dictionary. Rahmat means mercy. And يَفْرَحُ means to celebrate. You should celebrate, my dear son, brothers. And then, you know, what is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is what we may ask. What is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We don't need to look no further than the Quran itself. You know, as mashallah Ammar bhai has mentioned, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have only sent you as a rahmat.
Allah.
So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a rahmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the rahmat which we have given, celebrate our rahmat, then we must celebrate.
And you know, the beautiful thing is with regards to it, we say, the Quran says, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Celebrate, rejoice. It does not limit it in any way. You know, there's no conditional celebrate it in this particular way, but don't celebrate it that way. It's left general. And this is the beauty of the verse. You know, when things are left general like this, as long as you're sticking within the boundaries of Sharia, no matter what way, what method you adopt of celebrating it, you'll be acting upon this ayah of rejoicing and celebrating.
So if I was just to buy myself a new phone or something, and I think, you know, this is celebration because we do this, don't we?
Amazing, you know, this is my... Amazing, you know, once I was in Cape Town.
Gee.
It's one of our capital, one of our main cities in South Africa. MashaAllah, Hafiz Saab blessed us with Kafila, and we're also waiting for you, Shahbaz bhai.
Inshallah.
Blessed us with Kafila and also you as well. One day I went past an area, small size houses in different colors, in pink, in blue,
orange,
red, different. So I asked the people around that area, like, what's going on here? Why is so many, so colorful? They say once a year, on the 12th of Rabiul Awal, they celebrate so much that the whole vicinity, the whole area, they paint their houses.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And they make sure that each house is not the same color. Everybody will have a different house in the vicinity just to celebrate the birth, the Maulud of the beloved Blessed Rasul. So actually talking about ways and means of celebrating the birth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu. So I thought, let me tell you, take you to the end, the last point of Africa, the tip. Actually, that's where it ends. The tip of Africa.
That's the southern tip.
That's the southern tip of Africa, and that's mashallah, Cape Town. They have such a beautiful methodology of.
We're going to have to go there now, inshallah.
When we talk, mashallah, aslam bhai, alhamdulillah, we went to Cape Town. I've seen them houses, mashallah.
On the
mountainside, yeah. Now, the other thing is that, you know, when you celebrate the Milad of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if sometimes the shaitan whispers, it's always the shaitan. He whispers this in your mind that, and the shaitan, you know, we heard, we're doing a silsila on that, minal jinnati wal nas, he can come in any form he wants. Now, if the shaitan whispers this in your mind that you shouldn't celebrate Milad Sharif, why, ma'azallah, you know, it is against the Shariat. We are celebrating Milad of the best of creation. So we are not saying that he, ma'azallah, is the creator. Creator is the Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal. We are celebrating Milad of the best of creation, about whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he says that Allah Azza wa Jal has said, if I had not created you, O my beloved, I would not have created anything else. Oh, so therefore, Allah. You're asking me why I celebrate Milad Sharif, because I want to thank Ya Allah, I thank you for giving us your beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Subhanallah, that's the answer I was waiting for, mashallah.
So beautifully, you know.
Now I won the competition.
Wo jo na the to kuch na tha.
Wo jo na tha to kuch na tha.
Wo jo na the to kuch na tha.
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
مرحبا کی آمد
مرحبا
کی آمد
مرحبا
سین کی آمد
مرحبا
سین کی آمد
مرحبا
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
نبی کی آمد
مرحبا صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
That share sums it up very well.
Why don't one of you explain that share?
Amar Bhai will do a better job, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar. I think we've touched upon the core and the essence of it many times, you know. When you've mentioned the hadith many times, there are multiple narrations as well, you know, with regards to Sayyidina Adam ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam asking in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to who Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and him receiving the reply that, you know, if it was not for him, I would not have created any of this, you know, no sky. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and likewise, with regards to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
many prophets.
With regards to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, we find in the hadith, "Lawlaka lama khalaqtu ad-dunya," that if it was not for you, O Messenger, I would not have created this world. Mm. So this world, you know, and generally the whole thing, everything that we see around this, the sky, the sun, the moon, stars, all of this was created because of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi is saying: "Wo jo na the, to kuch na tha." If it had not been our beloved Nabi, for if it hadn't been for him, then there would have been nothing.
Allah, Allah.
It is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he created this entire world, and he created it for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one sense as well. Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho, jaan hai wo jahan ki, jaan hai to jahan hai. And you know, jaan hai to jahan hai, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the life and the soul of this world. And when, as long as the world has the soul inside it, then it will exist. And the scholars have mentioned a beautiful point here that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the journey of Mi'raj. It's a long journey. You know,
Allah, Allah,
it's
Allah.
A, obviously we cannot even talk in numbers with regards to, you know, how long the journey is. He went to La Makkah, where, you know, there is no direction, there is no sense of time in that sense. But then when he returned, you know, the bed was still warm and things are still exactly how he had left them. So the scholars, they mention a beautiful point, because when he exited from this world, it was the soul of this world gone. So the world stopped where it was. Because the jaan, the soul is gone, so the world has stopped. And then when the soul returned, when the jaan returned, when the life returned, then the world continues. So you know, this is such a beautiful line. Jaan hai to jahan hai. And likewise, the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his love is iman. So if we have his love, then unki muhabbat hai, to iman hai. You know, if we have his love, then we have iman. And because of his muhabbat, because of his love, you know, our iman is complete. And alhamdulillah, this celebration of Milad, the celebration of the Mawlid, is a way of expressing love and gratitude. And as I said, as we know, we'll emphasize this point again and again, sticking to the boundaries of the Sharia, sticking to the teachings of Sharia.
This is very important, inshallah. I want to come to that, Amar, but before that, I'd like to ask both Hafiz Zafakir Sahib and Aslam Bhai, inshallah, what do you do in a Milad, Hafiz Sahib?
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. We have Quran Khani. You know, if I have Milad in my own house, first of all, we'll read the Quran, we'll have a Mahfile Naat, and Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, we'll have scholars or a Muballigh teaching us about the Seerat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then, you know, because we have invited guests to our house, we'll feed them as well. Now, if you think, you know, people sometimes say that, again, I'm going to refer it to the shaitan, because he whispers inside your heart, the shaitan, and the people, you know, the shaitan whispers, well, you know, it's just a time for you to guys to eat. It's a sunnah. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first da'wah the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, when he invited his close relatives, warned them. What did he do first? He had a da'wah. He fed them and then he invited them towards Islam. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I can tell you so many Islamic brothers, because if we come to the, you know, some of the social issues that we're facing in our community, if you want to really get someone off the streets and you want to get him off drugs and sharab, one of the best ways is invite them to a mahfil-e-milad. Yeah? And alhamdulillah, I can count on my fingers many Islamic brothers who were on the streets, who were, you know, as we call them, bad boys. Allah. Yeah, when they came to a mahfil-e-milad, Allah Ta'ala changed them. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, they've become a true Ashik-e-Rasool. So for me, Milad is a point of where people can change their lives. There's a waqia, isn't it, that when a Julus was going and a non-Muslim was looking at the Julus and he saw the Noor on the Julus and he accepted Islam.
Yes.
You know, alhamdulillah, we have these stories.
It's mentioned in one of our booklets with the Islam.
Ji, mashallah.
So, in general,
is Quran Khani meaning recitation of the Holy Quran? Yeah. Obviously, we are ordered to recite the Quran. There's so many blessings in it. Nothing wrong with reciting the Quran.
No.
You know, the praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the companions, you know, alayhi wa ridwan, the Hassan bin Thabit.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built a mimbar for him. He used to sit on that mimbar and recite.
Allahu Akbar. And then we have Bayan, meaning a speech on the seerat of Rasulullah.
You just mentioned a point, it's making me recall what Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi says it very beautifully. He says that, you know, our gatherings are null and void without knowledge. So he encourages that whenever we have a gathering like in this sense of Maulid al Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that even when they have a julus, they would stop at the street corners and Mubalighat Darul Islam will stand on the mic and will start giving his bayan for 10 to 12 minutes and go to the next street corner and stop there after 1 kilometer and continue giving bayans. Naat is continuing. Of course, Naat is part of our iman. But Mufti Abdul Nabi says we must ensure that every gathering of ours is full of knowledge. And he says that if you're not giving me more than 1 hour, don't call me. Because I need to ensure that when I leave this mefil of Milad al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people go home and they will realize and understand why do we celebrate the birth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam.
Subhanallah. I just received a message that Noor is in the booklet Enlightened Morning. Subhanallah. Now, yes, so we have the Quran, we have the Naati Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have, you know, speeches, etc., and we have the distribution of food or the feeding people. Each and every single one, which is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has emphasized its importance himself. So we're not doing nothing wrong.
Yeah. On a normal day, you know, if we, for example, if somebody was to sit there and recite the Quran, you know, or sit somewhere basically where, and recite the Quran, now generally you wouldn't tell him off. he's doing something right. If he was to stand somewhere and praise the Prophet ﷺ, you would not tell him off. If he's to stand somewhere and deliver a speech, you would not tell him off. Why does it then become an issue when you put all these things into one package? You
know, then it's not allowed.
Why does it all of a sudden become not allowed? With regards to the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi ﷺ, you know, him coming into this world, this is actually not, you know, we're speaking about, did the Sahaba do this? Did the Prophet ﷺ himself do this? This is something that we find from the Quran that has been happening even before the actual coming of our beloved Nabi ﷺ into this world.
In fact, the whole world is looking at an example right now. We started with the tilawat of Quran.
Allah.
For views of Madinah, inshallah, this is the Maulid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our milad is not stopping; it's continuing, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah.
He started, and what a beautiful night thereafter. Now, mashallah, knowledge is carrying on. In between knowledge, again, we will be praising the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam in the form of naat, in the form of salatu wasallam for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam. This is a great example. This milad.
Subhanallah. Yeah.
Mashallah, without naat, without qira'at, with naat, with qira'at, and also with the knowledge of deen.
Islam, is there anything different in South Africa? Any different method of the, you know, you may celebrate it in a different way, is it?
Look, they all have different methodologies. You know, of course, mashallah, there are many tariqas in South Africa. And they all have their own methodology of praising the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Some have standing zikr, some have sitting dhikr, some read salatu wasalam in sitting position, some have in standing position, etc., etc. But many, many, at this moment, it's the month of Milad.
Allah.
People are going crazy. They are crazy in the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu
wasalam.
Allah accept, mashallah, azza wa jal. Each and everyone is praising the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam.
I think a problem that some people have is they think that, oh yeah, we are raising the rank of the Prophet as if he's a god. Now this itself is, you know, it's quite ironic. Why? Because we call it Maulid, don't we? What does Maulid mean?
So Maulid, you know, Maulidun Nabi, the birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that in its essence is cutting right from the root of any association with God or any, you know, because the whole idea of, you know, for example, when we say God, especially in terms of the Muslim beliefs, you know, that God is eternal, you know, He's Qadeem, He has always existed, and He's Azali Abadi, He's always existed, He shall continue to exist always. So there is no birth, there is no beginning for us. We're saying we're celebrating the birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, so that is in clear essence, there's a big differentiation right there and then that He is not God, ma'azallah. You know, He is not. But with regards to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam coming into this world, I was saying that we find this in the Quran that before He even came to this world, His mention is like, Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran mentions Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Mubashiram bi Rasulin ya'ti min ba'di ismuhu Ahmad. That I am giving you glad tidings of a messenger that is to come after me and his name is Ahmad.
Allah.
So the fact that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you know, as I said, we're speaking about whether the Sahaba did it or not, even before his coming to this world, the Quran is telling us, Sayyidina Isa ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, likewise the other prophets, they informed their ummah that a messenger will come, the greatest messenger will come. So throughout the whole time, really, the birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been celebrated. And if we, for example, look at, you know, the scholars after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after his apparent demise, we see, for example, Imam Bukhari rahmahullah. Now, just an example of, you know, when he compiled his blessed Bukhari Sharif, it is stated with regards to him that he would do istikhara before every hadith. Allah. And he would have ghusl. And I think he would also wear new clothing before actually compiling that hadith.
Robe.
Yeah, before compiling that hadith, before writing that hadith. Now, this is his way of showing love and respect.
He also pray two rakat nafal.
Yes, mashallah. Yeah. So this is his way of just showing respect and love. If we go and find this, did the Sahaba do this when they narrated the hadith? We won't find
it. You know how the Sahaba ikram celebrated Mirad was? They used to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, Ya Rasulullah, your face is so beautiful. And
Allah,
that is praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiallahu ta'ala, them famous words of his kalam. You know, where he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no mother has given birth to
any...
All these, mashallah, azawajal, what is that? That is also celebrating the coming of the Prophet
Subhanallah. So where did Hazrat Hassan bin Thabit radhiallahu anhu learn this from? Who told him this? وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءِ. A more beautiful than you, no woman has given birth to. Who's taught him this? This is his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiallahu anhu, you know, the great companion, you know, when he enters the cave of one's cave of Hira, one's of Thor. When he enters the cave of Thor, what does he do? He says, no, Ya Rasulullah, you wait a moment. He goes in there himself, he cleans it. He, you know, all those holes, he fills those holes. There's one hole remaining, he places his foot in it.
Even before, have you climbed the Ghar-e Thor?
Yes, I have, alhamdulillah.
How hard it is, yeah, to climb?
Not easy to climb.
Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, carried the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah. But who taught him this? No, my dear Islamic brothers, there was nobody that taught him. This is his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that had guided him. No, Aslam, but you wish to say something. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, we do have some calls. Let's please take one call.
My name is Muhammad Inayat Atari from Newbury, UK. And I would like to listen to the Kalam, Kashi Tazabin.
Allah. That reminds me of something else. Imam Malik radiallahu anhu. You know, one of the four great imams. He would not wear slippers in the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara. He would not relieve himself in the beautiful city of Madinah al-Munawwara. Who told him to do this?
Allah.
This was his love.
Imam Bukhari's Bukhari Sharif being considered the most authentic after the Quran. If we were to scrutinize his acts and ma'adallah, you know, label him as somebody who's a sinner, then what would we do in terms of hadith that we take from him? But, you know, one simple point. Right now, you know, we get complaints, you're standing up and sending salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We get complaints about these small actions. You mentioned a beautiful incident. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, he's saying that, Ya Rasulullah, you stay behind, I'm going to go in. If there is anything in there, it attacks me.
Allah.
There he is risking his life there. You know, he's risking his life. Risking his life is one side. And now we're being told, you know, no, you should not be standing up. Standing up is one thing. There, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he's even put having his life at stake.
Even having his foot bitten by a snake.
And still
and the
not
scholars,
healing.
They say that when he passed away, due to that snake's poison.
But the reason for this, Hafiz Sahib, many people, you know, maybe thinking something that, or, you know, but Father Prophet cured him. The reason for this was for him to gain the same blessing of being a shaheed like that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, I have many more questions. Inshallah, let's listen to a quick kalam from Waqar Bhai, and then inshallah we'll move to our why, because subhanAllah it's a month of Milad. We listen to the Naat-e Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sarwar kahu ke maliko maula kahu tujhe, sarwar kahu ke maliko maula kahu tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kaho, tujhe baaghe khaleel ka gule zeba kaho, tujhe aur Allah tajalla kahu tujhe, ae jaane ja imaan ki ja, ae jaane ja imaan ki ja, ae jaane ja imaan ki ja, Allah ki sartab qadam shaan hai ye, ke insaan nahi insaan, wo insaan hai ye, Quran to imaan batata hai ne, aur imaan ye kehta hai meri jaan
چاہیے اے جانے جان ایمان جان اے جانے جان ایمان جان یا رسول اللہ عشق بھی تو ساڈی جان بھی تو ساڈا دل بھی تو دلدار بھی تو کل نبیاں دا سلطان بھی تو نالے عرشاں دا مہمان بھی تو او میں مکتی گل مکا دیواں آقا ساڈا دین وی توں تے ایمان وی توں اے جانے جان ایمان جان اے جانے جان ایمان جان حبیب خدا کا نظارہ کروں میں دل و جان ان پر نثار کروں میں تیرے نام پر سر کو قربان کر کے تیرے سر سے صدقے اتارا کروں میں یہ ایک جان کیا ہے اگر ہوں کروڑوں آقا تیرے نام پر سب کو وارا کروں میں اور تیرے نام پر سر کو قربان کر کے تیرے سر سے صدقے اتارا کروں میں دمِ واپسی تک تیرے گیت گاؤں محمد ممجد پکارا کروں میں اور میرا یا رسول اللہ آقا تمہاری جانب اشارہ کروں میں اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان اے جانے جان ایمان کی جان کہ تم نے تو کیا ہم کو مسلمان یا رسول اللہ تم ہی تو ہو ہمارا دین و ایمان یا رسول اللہ قربان میں ان کی بخشش کے مقصد بھی زبان پر آیا نہیں بن مانگ دیا بن مانگ دیا بن مانگ دیا اور اتنا دیا دامن میں ہمارے سمایا نہیں ایمان ملا قرآن ملا ان کے صدقے اور رحمان ملا ان کے صدقے وہ کیا ہے جو ہم نے پایا نہیں اے جانے جان میں جانے تجلا کہوں تجھے
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. But this time, brothers and viewers of Madrasa Inshallah, the name of the program is the Blessings of Milad. Today, Inshallah, we shall be speaking why it's important for us to be celebrating Milad, why we should celebrate Milad, why you should celebrate Milad, why you should express your happiness and us also. Now, Subhanallah, go on and Aslam Bhai.
Actually, while we were busy discussing, and he came with one point about Ahmad. You were telling that the Prophet will come after to be Ahmad. MashaAllah Azawajal, on the 1st of Rabiul Awal, we opened up a new center.
Allah.
And the new center is called Faizani Islam. Uh-huh. On the 1st of Rabiul Awal. An amazing thing is that MashaAllah Azawajal, from the 1st of Rabiul Awal, right up to just as I left yesterday, seven people became Muslim.
Allahu
Akbar.
And out of them, four were white and three were local black South Africans.
Allah.
And MashaAllah, this is the blessings of Milad. Alhamdulillah Azawajalla, on the 1st of Rabiul Awal, we made the intention that we're going to open up the center on the 1st of Rabiul Awal,
Allah,
on the month of Noor, mashallah Azawajalla. And Alhamdulillah, the blessings of Milad, 7 people became Muslim.
Mashallah.
I can remember, Aslam bhai, when we opened Fazane Abu Attar in Soweto.
Yes.
Nearly 51 people accepted Islam that same night.
The same night.
SubhanAllah, 51 people.
51 people. That was
really amazing.
I've got a text message, Allah, mashallah, from an Islamic brother. He goes, Aslam bhai, can you read a naat as well? I think
Allah.
Good naat as well.
Is Aslam bhai, inshallah, we'll listen to a naat from him.
SubhanAllah,
mashallah, Medina. But Islam brothers, subhanAllah, this shows, you know, the beauty of Dawat Islam itself.
SubhanAllah.
51 people accepting Islam on that one night, which half a sahab was there. You know, he was
I wasn't there. We took a Madani kafla and they told us. I wish I was there. I did go to that masjid as well.
Actually, what you did there, you see the language of local language is Zulu and Susutu. It's a local language. We have 11.
Is this one language or two languages?
It's two separate languages.
It's one Zulu, one Susutu.
Yeah, so what we did, we took all our mubalighin, our ulama, and we got them together and they read Naat in the local language.
Allah.
They gave Bayan in the local language.
Allah.
They read Salatu Salam in the local language.
Allah.
They gave them literature in the local language.
Allah.
And we gave them all, you know, a dinner arranged by somebody, we fed the people. And after the experience with Islam, in that same function, just from there to the masjid door, 51 or 52, if I'm not mistaken, okay, had become Muslim. Mufti Sahib was present there, wow, many Islam. It's an amazing
Allah.
Static
Shabazz Bhai's question, why do you celebrate Milad? This is why
we celebrate. 365 days a year, we want to celebrate
Milad. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. SubhanAllah, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that may not know, you know, Madani Channel has been established by Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami, you know, just Madani Channel is one of the many departments. We have approximately 100, over 100.
Yeah.
Even, I don't know, it just keeps increasing. The amount of departments, alhamdulillah, we have within Dawat Islami. And one specific department is related to bringing non-Muslims to
the
religion of Islam.
SubhanAllah.
And mashallah, just the way he's beautifully pointed out that just the last 10 days you've had, what, 7 people in that one specific place. You know, he may have had more also. But just in that one specific place who have come to the path of Islam. Why? By means of Dawat Islam. Please support Dawat Islam.
In fact, they did not know. When we're talking about, you know, about their religion and ours, they do not know that we believe in Isa alayhi salam. They don't know. So when we start to explain them that we believe in Isa alayhi salam, etc., etc., then you get amazed about it.
Shall I tell you one reason why I love Dawat Islami? Because of this.
MashaAllah.
Because I know that Dawat Islami is doing so work and is doing the work of deen, honestly.
And you know,
this is what makes me want to do more work.
Not only in the masajis, waghaira, alhamdulillah, where we are, Dawat Islami is, ijtimaz are taking place in Karachi Central Jail, Sakhar Jail, you know, and in the UK as well, alhamdulillah, azawajal. And every year, Dawat Islami organizes a Milad ijtima, and so many people who are in jail for many reasons, alhamdulillah, when they come and celebrate the Milad, you know, it puts sense into their minds that this is the messenger that Allah Ta'ala has given us. What are we doing in here?
Allah.
So, you know, same in Johannesburg, like when our Shahid Gada, he has that majlis for the prisons. Amazing stuff. We have halkas in a week in Johannesburg prison. We call it Sun City. So he goes there on a Wednesday, they have halkas, and Friday, Jummah Salah. Continuous work is happening of Dawat Islami. Even to that extent that we have Eid Milad al-Nabi celebration at the prison, and also we have Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Fitr at the prison itself. So it's amazing stuff. It's getting on.
SubhanAllah, I have a question for you, inshallah, but before we come to that, let's take some calls.
Nushan Madani from Sufi Nagar, Durban in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Madani channel is truly a global electronic muballigh preacher, reaching places that muballigheen and other preachers of Dawat Islami perhaps may have not as yet entered. Keep up the wonderful work, the wonderful efforts. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept it. And of course, thanks to our wonderful Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah for creating this facility so that we can empower ourselves with authentic Islamic knowledge. A humble Madani request for our Haji Aslam and our Islamic brothers there to please recite the lovely Naat Sharif, the lovely Kalam, Sweet Madina. Jazakumullahu khairan.
MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khairah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Thank you very much for joining and sending your input, sending your review. Should we take another call and then
yes,
can we please take another call?
My name is Imran Subrati. I am calling from Sufi Nagar in Durban. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Mubarak, Eid Miladul Mubarak to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, to Baba Jan, to Nigrani Shura, and all the presenters of this wonderful silsila. I have a request for an English Naat to be recited. I know Nigran of South Africa, Haji Aslam Faizu Sahib, recites it very beautifully, and that Naat is called Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khair for calling in. Now, you know, many people, it would be crossing their minds that, yes, we call it the Eid Miladun Nabi. You know, we call it the Eid, it's a festival, it's Eid for us. So, you know, I've thought there was only two Eids. Where does this Eid come from that you are bringing about?
Allahu Akbar.
I think Amir al-Sunan was discussing that.
A couple of days ago, Amir al-Sunan Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliya was asked this as well. And generally, you know, he was saying every Friday, we look at the ahadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every Friday is also an Eid, is a day of Eid. So firstly, to say that there are only two Eids in Islam, where do we get the proof for that from? Because every Friday is Eid, then that means every Friday, every week there's an Eid. Secondly, you know, Eid in the Islamic teachings, a lot of it, even in the fiqh, Islamic fiqh, a lot of, you know, what the norms and the habits of people are, that matters a lot. And in our normal speech, when we say Eid, we say, you know, we say this is a day of extreme happiness for me. Like, for example, let's say, you know, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, Aslam has had the opportunity where Amir al-Sunnah stayed with him.
So we will say that the day
Amir al-Sunnah blesses my house, that will be Eid for me. So I'm not going to say I'm going to go to the masjid and pray the Eid Salah.
Yes.
I'm just saying that day will be a day of extreme happiness for me.
MashaAllah.
So, you know, when we speak in terms of our expressions that we use when we're speaking, so Eid in that sense is a day of happiness. So firstly, to say there are only two Eids, this is a sentence that's said to confuse people. You know, like I've been mentioning again and again, there are many whispers that are whispered to confuse people. Otherwise, firstly, where is the base and where is the origin for this sentence within itself that there are only two Eids in Islam?
Hello.
So it's unfortunately, you know, no, it's a widespread sentence.
A friend, mashallah, Azawajal. And, you know, he used to have these satanic whispers as well, that, you know, there's only two E's and all that, you know, whatever people are talking about. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, one of the best ways that, you know, Amir al-Sunnah has taught us is have a mafila at home. So Alhamdulillah, I had a mafila at home, I invited him, and I goes, look, you by all means come down and see what we do. So he came down, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, we had Mafil-e-Naat, Quran Khani, Dars, we gave out, mashallah, food. And at the end, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we were giving out Risale and some other gifts as well. And he took the Risale, we put them on the shelf, and people take whatever they want. He took the Risale, Dawn of Blessings, which is written by Amir
al-Islam.
He read that Risale, and Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, I can recall that phone call when I go, he goes, can you arrange a mafil in my house as well? You know, so he's gained something, hasn't he? And there's a poem in it, and I think I've read that before. Jo ahle shak the, wo agar magar me rahe. Agar magar ye hai, wo hai. Jo ahle shak the, wo agar magar me rahe. Ahle yakeen kahan se kahan tak pahunch gaye? You know, Alhamdulillah, you talk about this and that and that, Alhamdulillah, we're still going to celebrate. And Alhamdulillah, so we're going to be elevating our ranks, inshallah, with the sadaqah of the Prophet.
Hello, my dear seven brothers.
From those booklets that you just mentioned, that the guy changed his life and, you know, he wanted to go forward. How many people's lives have changed just from those small booklets?
And it's not only one person.
How many people's lives have changed throughout the world?
And, you know, I always say, and Amir al-Sunan mentioned
25,
that
25, 30 pages, Allahu Akbar.
Not only one person changes, the whole family will change.
Really amazing. Allah,
SubhanAllah.
And you know the attracting part about this book, Sir Shahbaz bhai? It's so small and so easy to read. If you convince a person, it costs, for example, in our country, it costs you 250 to 300, which is almost nothing. So the guy, when you open it, he sees that you can read it within 15, 20 minutes. Really, they do read it. Because people, when they look at big books, they go, oh, long, I got to spend long, a lot of time.
Gee.
But mashallah, Amir al-Sunnah's style of attraction, the way he writes the books, and every time when you open each page, you want to open the next page.
And also,
when you want to open the next page.
Allah,
when
Allah.
You realize, I'm at the cover.
And also the name of the book as well.
Also attractive.
You know, the Dawn of Blessings. You think Dawn of Blessings. What's that? Enlightened Morning. Is also, and then other books as well. It's amazing, subhanAllah.
But these are brothers and views of Madin Channel. You know, there are the two famous Eids known as Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. But similarly, as you know, Rabbana anzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama'i, from the sky, that Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam did this dua, that Ya Allah, you know, send down to us a ma'idah, food from heaven, food from Jannah, and then when you send it down to us, this shall be Eid for us. The word takunu Eidan, this shall be Eid, the word Eid was used. And then not only for us, لِأَوَّلِنَا, for those before us, and also those who shall come after us also. Meaning, us who come after the Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And that shall be Eid. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent food from Jannah. What about when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Should that not be Eid for us, my dear?
You know, another beautiful night, you know, but there's many nights that are powerful. And this night is powerful because it's called the night of Shab-e Qadr. Shab-e Qadr is that night when the Quran was revealed. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great Allah scholar, Allah, a great muhakkik of his time. He writes in his book that in the night of the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is better than the night of Shab-e Qadr as well. You know why? Because Shab-e Qadr was the night which the Quran was revealed,
Allah,
and Shab-e the night in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born is the night which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, who was given the Quran.
Allah, Allah,
and so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, then came the Quran afterwards.
Imagine the night when the Sahibi Quran, you know, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, imagine how many blessings. But in fact, Imar, I have another question. You know, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born on a Monday, so he, you know, fasted on a Monday. Yes. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also passed away on a Monday.
With regards to what Hafiz Sahib said, you know, Imam Qassalani Ali Rahmah said the same thing with regards to Shab-e Qadr. Now, the question that you've said, mashallah, with regards to passing away, there are a few things. Firstly, I already mentioned that, you know, the day of Friday is what? Eid.
Allah, Allah.
Day of Friday, every Friday, you know.
Every Friday is Eid. We have Eid every single week.
If we were to look, you know, so many big events took place on the day of Friday, including Sayyidina Adam ar Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam. Which day was he created?
Allah, which was born
day
on Friday.
He was born. Which day
Hafiz Sahib can tell us this. Then, angels were born on a Wednesday, were created on a Wednesday. Jinns
on a Thursday.
On a Thursday, and
humans on a Friday.
Subhanallah.
And Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, if I remember correctly, also passed away on a Friday as well.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So then, oh, this is Friday cannot be Eid. If we follow that logic.
The beautiful thing about this hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Friday is an Eid.
Allah,
the companions, they asked him, why is Friday an Eid? The reason the Prophet gave was because Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was born on Friday and he passed away on a Friday.
Allah, what is the Shari'i ruling with regards to you know, expressing? There is one thing when you, like, for example, you know, for example, somebody who's lost a close relative and he's randomly sat and it comes to his mind and it saddens him. And naturally, you know, without him actually sitting and forcing himself to cry, naturally tears start to roll down his eyes. Nobody's going to blame him for that. But you know, that showing of sadness in the Sharia, that's limited to only 3 days. So when a person's passed away, for 3 days the family will show sadness. And after that, you know, those are the days of mourning for us in that sense.
Yeah.
So those 3 days. After that, so why are we still taking that all the way from there, that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on Monday, and you know, so it's been a few hundred years, over a thousand years, you know.
And
so
you're only allowed to grieve for 3 days.
Grieve for 3 days, and then also another thing is, what do we say that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi says in his share? And he does not just say poetry. You know, this is another thing. Oh, but every time you speak, you just recite a couplet, you just recite some poetry. But the point is, that poetry is derived from the Quran and Hadith. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi was a great scholar. And what does he say? Anbiya ko bhi ajal aani hai, magar aisi ki fakat aani hai. So that the Anbiya will also taste death, because you know the Quran promised that kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. So that promise is going to be fulfilled, but it's going to be only momentarily, only a moment, and then their soul will be returned. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi, he has mentioned in Fatawa Razviya with reference to many other scholars that state that Anbiya, they are alive in their grave, and they are alive and they can go and come wherever they please. They live exactly,
the
like, you know, their life
the
of this.
Proof is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mi'raj, Musa alaihi wasallam offering salah in his grave, all the prophets of Allah gathering in Masjid al-Aqsa to read namaz behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, this also proves that the prophets of Allah have been given this authority. They can be anywhere they want. Same Musa alaihi wasallam in the grave offering salah, same Musa alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Aqsa offering salah
for the Prophet, yeah?
And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is climbing the heavens, he sees some of the prophets there as well.
And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the one that had the salah reduced.
Ji.
You know? So, but with regards to now, in general, now the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we've heard the hadith as well. Inna Allah harrama ala al-ardi an ta'kula ajsad al-anbiya. So, fa nabiyullah hayyun yurzaq, that the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive in his grave because Allah has forbidden the earth to consume their bodies. And alive in this, alive in the grave. So we say the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you know, he's still alive for us.
Allah.
And the fact that it was a momentarily his soul being extracted, then it was returned to him. Even for example, if we just go by that hadith where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that every time somebody recites salat upon me, every time somebody sends durood upon me, my soul is returned to me so that I can reply to him. There is never a moment.
So not the prophets, al-anbiya wa ahya.
And there is never a moment when durood is not being recited upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Let's listen to Aslam Bhai recites from durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I hope inshallah we're reciting this kalam. It's also an English kalam, that maybe Allah Ta'ala make it such inshallah, that with the barakah and blessing of this kalam, that maybe I'm going to Madina Sharif soon inshallah.
Inshallah.
Let's recite together then. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habiballah. Ya Rasul Allah, call us to Taiba, Habib Allah. The day will come, we'll see the sweet and lovely Taiba. Say inshallah. The day will come, we'll see the sweet and lovely Taiba. The day will come, we'll see the sweet and lovely Taiba. We'll see the sweet and lovely Taiba. Our lovely Prophet will call us to love Taiba. Our lovely Prophet will call us to love Taiba. Say together, call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Habib Allah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habib Allah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habib Allah. My days and nights are passing. My days and nights are passing in this home that one day. My days and nights are passing in this hope that one day. I will see with my eyes the sweet and lovely Taiba. I will see with my eyes the sweet and lovely Taiba. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habiballah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habiballah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Habiballah. When I see somebody, when I see somebody going to Holy Taiba, when I see somebody going to Holy Taiba, I can't control my feelings.
Mighty is your Taiba, I can't control my feet. Mighty is your Taiba, say together, call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Habiballah. Call us to Taiba, Ya Rasulallah. Call us to Taiba, Ya to Taiba, Ya Habiballah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu
ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Jazakallahu khairah for the Aslam Bhai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you to Taiba each and every single year.
Allahumma ameen.
InshaAllah, Azzajal. And maybe we can also accompany you there. InshaAllah. My dear brothers and viewers of Madinah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you all also to Taiba. Now, some people may be thinking, what does Taiba mean? You know, saying, call us to Taiba. Half us up.
The ulama, they say, the city of Medina has more than 99 names.
Allah.
Yeah? Taiba, Medina, many others, alhamdulillah. And Taiba is one of the names of the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwar.
Subhanallah. So, Madinah, some brothers, Taiba actually refers to Madinatul Munawwara, one of the names given to the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwara. Any last few words on this topic, inshallah, before we move on? You know, why, Asambai, let's begin with you. You know, why should the viewers of Madinah Channel, if they've never celebrated Milad before, if they've never held Milad at their house before, that inshallah, this month, during this Milad, inshallah, they should hold a Milad?
Let me mention one beautiful narration. It's also mentioned in the Dawn of Blessings, as we've been talking about the beautiful book of permission of the Dawn of Blessings. It's mentioned about after the death of Abu Lahab, some of the family members had a dream and saw that Abu Lahab was in trouble. They asked him how he was treated after his death. He replied, I did not receive any goodness after leaving you.
Allah.
Then indicating towards the hole at the underside of his thumb, he said, except this, I am fed with water from this because I freed my slave girl, Thawaba.
Allahu Akbar.
These kind of brethren, commenting on this foregoing narration, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Mahdi Sadelvi rahmatullah stated, in this incident there is a credible evidence for those who celebrate the birth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and spend their wealth on the auspicious occasion. Abu Lahab, who was a staunch non-believer, was benefited due to rejoicing and freeing his slave girl Thuwayba upon hearing the good news of the birth of the blessed Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As soon as he got this good news, he freed Thuwayba and told, oh Thuwayba, now you are free to go. And he celebrated the birth of the beloved Rasul. Now imagine how great the reward will be for a Muslim, a believer, Ashik Rasul, spending his wealth wholeheartedly on this occasion of the birth of the Holy Prophet. This is one of the beautiful narrations. I thought that let us tell them that why we celebrate.
Asambai, you've actually reminded me of something. You've actually mentioned that, you reminded me of something. I've just been able to take it out now. You see, do not a lot of people, they ask that, you know, you Dawud Sami people have brought this Milad. Subhanallah, it is Dawud Sami that makes everything famous. It is, isn't it? You know, where it's been celebrated already all around the world, but you know, people think, why? Because of the way Dawud Sami does it. Although it's the same thing, but subhanallah, when this true Ishqi Rasul, then it has its own buzz, doesn't it? It has its own sensation. So many people may be thinking that, you know, it's just recently, you know, you have just made up this concept of Milad. Now, this is from the Imam Jalaluddin Asyuti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and this is beautiful. You know, he's asked about the Mawlid. You know, it says here, مَا حُكْمُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ الشَّرْعِي, that what's the ruling of this Mawlid which people celebrate in terms of Sharia? What's the ruling? هَلْ هُوَ مَحْمُودٌ أَوْ مَذْمُومٌ, is this a good thing? Is it a good act? Or is it something that should be criticized rather than being praiseworthy? And the person who performs Mawlid, will he be given reward or not? Subhanallah, the answer he gives is so, so beautiful.
Allahu Akbar.
He begins by saying, عِنْدِي أَنَّ أَصْلَ عَمَلِ الْمَوْلِدِ الَّذِي هُوَ اِجْتِمَاعُ النَّاسِ, that the asl of Mawlid itself is what? People gathering together. And then وَقِرَاءَةُ مَا تَيَسَّرَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ, and reciting the Holy Quran itself, وَرِوَايَةُ الْأَخْبَارِ الْوَارِدَةِ فِي مَبْدَعِ أَمْرِ النَّبِيِّ, and mentioning those riwayat about the birth of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, mentioning about, you know, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then ثُمَّ يَمُدُّ لَهُمْ سِمَاتٌ يَأْكُلُونَهُ, and then a tablecloth is brought before them and everybody eats. You know, this is part of the mawli. This is generally what happens. And then he says, وَيَنْسَرِفُونَ, and then they go back to the houses. And he says, هُوَ مِنَ الْبِدْعِ الْحَسَنَةِ, this is a good innovation. It's a good innovation. It's a good act. For which that person who joins in, he shall also be rewarded. He shall also gain reward. Why? لِمَا فِيهِ مِنْ تَعْزِيمِ قَدْرِ النَّبِيِّ. Why? Because here we are expressing the greatness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذْهَارِ الْفَرْحِ, we are also expressing our happiness. وَالْإِسْتِبْشَارِ بِمَوْلِدِهِ الشَّرِيفِ, and also given the good news about the blessed birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is quite, you know, it's quite a long fatwa, so I'm not going to read the entire thing. I'm going to skip to where he mentioned who was the first one to celebrate Milad. SubhanAllah, it'll be beautiful for the views of Madin Shalom. وَأَوَّلُ مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِعْلَ ذَلِكَ صَاحِبُ إِرْبِلْ الْمَلِكَ الْمُذَفَّرْ أَبُو سَعِيدْ كَوْكَبْرِ. He says that the first one to perform this action was Sahib Irbil, the governor of Irbil. Irbil is a city.
Iraq.
In Iraq it is. SubhanAllah. Al-Malik al-Muzaffar Abu Sa'id. This person was the king of that city. And I think it was more than a city in that time also. Because of the amount of people that would come. And he says that he was Ahad al-Muluk al-Amjad wal-Kibriya al-Ajwad wa kana lahu atharun hasana. That this person was amongst the most noble. You know, like you get kings and then you get noble kings and Islamic kings. He was from amongst those. And he also possessed many relics. The relics of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then he mentions that قال ابن كثير في تاريخه, that one individual, he mentions in his tarikh, you know, a brilliant book, كان يعمل المولد الشريف في ربيع الأول, that this person, he would celebrate the Mawlid Sharif in ربيع الأول. He would celebrate it in ربيع الأول. ويحتفل به احتفال هائلا, he would have a huge mehfil, a huge gathering he would have. You know, this is very huge. وَكَانَ شَهْمًا شُجَاعًا بَطَلًا عَاقِلًا عَالِمًا عَادِلًا رَحْمَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. You know, he says that this king, he was not ordinary king. You know, for a king to just be just, he says he was a just king. Now, for a king to be very just, it is very rare. It is very rare. But he says this king, he was just king. He doesn't always say just. He doesn't also say only say just. He says عَالِمًا, he was also a scholar. He was a scholar of the religion, this person was. SubhanAllah. And then he says that when, what would happen is, وَصَنَّفَ لَهُ الشَّيْخُ أَبُو الْخَطَّابِ إِبْنِ دَحِيَّ مُجَلِّدًا فِي الْمَوْلِدِ النَّبَوِي سَمَاهُ التَّنْوِيرُ فِي مَوْلِدِ الشَّرِيفِ النَّذِيرِ. He says that one individual, he wrote a book based on the Mawlid. And he presented it to this king, and then this king had given him, how much? فَأَجَازَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ بِأَلْفِ دِينَارِ. He had given him 1,000 dinars just for writing this book.
SubhanAllah.
I like to, you know, skip a little bit, although there's so much. To his mehfil, how big was his mehfil? It says here, حَكَى بَعْضٌ مِنْ حَدْرِ سِمَاتِ الْمُذَفَّرِ فِي بَعْضِ الْمَوَالِدِ. That some people who had attended this Mawlid Sharif, this is what they say. أَنَّهُ عُدَّ فِي ذَلِكَ السِّمَاتِ. That within his tablecloth, his dining table, what was there? خَمْسَةُ آلَافِ رَأْسِ غَنَمٍ مُشْوِيٍ. That he had خَمْسَةِ آلَافِ, 5,000 goat heads, roasted goat heads, 5,000 of them.
Allah.
You know, when he was providing the food? 5,000 of those. وَعَشَرَةُ آلَافِ دَجَّاجَ. He had 10,000 chickens.
Allahu.
In his mehfil that he held, he had 10,000 chickens. He had 100 big animals. 100 big animals. Half of the fact that I was getting happy. You know, if only I could have been in that. SubhanAllah. وَمِعْتُ أَلْفِ زُبْدِيَّ. He had 100,000, you know, bowls of food. ثَلَاثِينَ أَلْفِ سِحْنٍ حَلْوِيٍ.
Stop it, please.
He had 30,000 plates of Swedish. Hafizah, 30,000 plates of Swedish. And the individuals who would come and join his mehfil would be the most noble of the ulama. Meaning the greatest ulama of the time, they would come attend his mehfil. And then it said that he would also give them gifts. He would give them, like new thobes and robes, etc. And, you know, they would perform, you know, different things of different methods of celebrating the milad. And then it said, وَكَانَ يَصْرِفُ عَلَى الْمَوْلَدِ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ ثَلَاثَ مِعَةِ أَلْفِ دِينَارِ. Every single year he would spend ثَلَاثَ مِعَةَ أَلْفَ. This is 300,000. 300,000 dinar. And I worked it out. This comes to approximately 64 million pounds. 64 million pounds every single year he would spend on the Maulid Sharif. وَكَانَ لَهُ دَارُ دِيَافَ لِلْوَافِدِينَ مِنْ أَيِّ جِهَةٍ عَلَى أَيِّ صِفَةٍ فَكَانَ يَصِفُ عَلَى هَذَا الدَّارِ فِي كُلِّ سَنَةٍ مِعَةَ أَلْفِ دِينَارِ. He would also have like palaces, you can say, for people who would come from different countries of his mehfil. People would attend
special accommodation.
Special accommodation.
Say hotels, like.
He would spend on the accommodation 100,000 dinar, 100,000 dinar, just on the accommodation itself. Allahu Akbar. Which comes into the millions of pounds. Allah, it just continues and continues, and he would even free so many francs and so many prisoners. He would do so much, Allahu Akbar. He would also send money to the Haramain for, you know, people who would be traveling from far, from Hajj and Umrah, to make it easy for them to travel and perform the Hajj and the Umrah. He would give water to people. He would, subhanAllah, so much. And hiddenly, هَذَا كُلُّهُ سِوَى صَدَقَاتِ الْفِطْرِ. All of this is other than what he gives hiddenly. This is what he gives openly. 64 million on the mehfil, apparently 21 million just on the accommodation, and these are the things which people see. And he also gives so much hiddenly also. وَحَكَدْ, this is the beautiful part. وَحَكَدْ زَوْجَتُهُ, and his beloved wife by the name of Rabi'a Khatun binti Ayyub. Her name is Rabi'a. Her name is Rabi'a, the daughter of Ayyub. And do you know who she is? She is Ukhtul Malik Nasir Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi. She is the sister of Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi radhiyallahu anhu. So the first individual to make it famous, to, you know, officially in terms of giving it the name of Maulid, was an individual over 900 years ago. This is not 10 years ago. This is not 15 years ago. Over 900 years ago, during the time of the great Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, it was in fact the brother-in-law of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi who would actually first make it famous to celebrate the Maulid Sharif. SubhanAllah, there's more, but due to the lack of time, I think I might have taken all you last time up. I do apologize for that.
So it shouldn't be why we celebrate Miral. Why not? Why not?
Allah, why should we not celebrate?
One side you have the objection, the other side you have the scholars saying this is mujarrab, this is tried and tested. So many scholars, they say, tried and tested, when you celebrate the Maulid, it removes your difficulties, grants you blessing for the upcoming year. You know, Imam Qastalani, rahmahullah, he has stated the same in Mawahibul Ladunya, that a person, he will be in peace and safety for the upcoming year, and his desires will be fulfilled. So alhamdulillah, you know, today we're looking to remove worries and stuff.
SubhanAllah, you know, I hope this has motivated us to have a Milad Mafil in our houses too. And then,
not that big.
And then, Allahu Akbar, but look how big. What was that? You know, he spent so much money. What was it? It was feeding people, feeding the rich people, feeding the poor people. Why expressing his happiness? Imagine we can have that medicine, brothers. If you are not able to afford, obviously, you know, who can afford this?
According to the capability.
Gee, exactly. This is what I was coming to. My dear Islamic brothers, that was his expression, you know, his love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he was able to do so much. But it doesn't mean that if you only have, let's just say, you were only to possess one dirham, you were to give that one dirham, you can get more reward than even than him.
You know, it's like saying,
it's about you sacrificing, you taking your time out, and you doing it for your love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Marwi mentioned that it's tried and tested, yeah? So why not do it? See, you will get the blessings, you'll get the barakat. If not, money back guarantee. Yeah?
Allah.
Paise wapas, you know, agar fayda na ho, alhamdulillah, you'll benefit.
Allah, subhanAllah. You know,
I just wanted to add, you know, I think around about 2001, in Johannesburg, South Africa. We intended to have the first Eid Milad Nabi Julus in South Africa.
And that was the first one in the whole of South Africa?
The whole of South Africa, from Dawud Islami side.
Oh, from Dawud Islami, right.
Yeah, well, people are having, but not according to our style.
Allah.
When we started, there were so much objections in the beginning. How are we going to do it? What if this happens? What if that happens? So much of stories. Today, mashallah, in 9 provinces, we estimate that over 50 marakis of Dawud Islami throughout the country.
Allah.
Everywhere videos are coming, Eid Milad Nabi Julus in every town, Eid Milad Nabi Julus in every
town. SubhanAllah.
Kar kiyama!
Marhaba!
Kar kiyama!
Marhaba!
Dar kiyama!
Marhaba!
Bal kiyama!
Marhaba!
Akhir kiyama!
Marhaba!
SubhanAllah. My dear 7 brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, we'll turn to, in fact, we're going to finish with Salatul Salam, but we have 5 minutes left. This is your time, Hafiz Saab, and also Ammar Bhai. We'll give Aslam Bhai another chance also, inshallah, to convince the viewers to celebrate Milad.
SubhanAllah. You know, there's a hadith, the mafhum of the hadith is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal has appointed an angel near my grave, my Rozai Park. When a lover, an ashik recites durood upon me, that durood is relayed to me. And then there is another saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever recites durood upon me with love and affection, I will listen to that durood pak myself. Now, can you imagine when you are celebrating Milad Sharif and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, our aqidah is that he is aware of what we are doing by the command of Allah azza wa jalla. So if you are celebrating and being happy and being rejoicing, alhamdulillah, in the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just imagine if that act was done and that is accepted in the court of Allah azza wa jalla, just imagine how much barakat will befall in your house, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla. Allah ta'ala will shower your blessing. A very famous saying that in that house, in that area where the Milad is celebrated, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower His blessings for the whole year. You know, so alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, if Allah Ta'ala is showering mercy upon that place, that house for the whole year, just imagine how much barakah that will be. You know, so you're doing it for yourself, you're doing it for the blessings. Get your family, get your children, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, and rejoice, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Don't listen to what the shaitanic whispers are, just listen to what your heart says, and the heart says, Aqa ki Ahmad, marhaba. Allah. And just act upon that, inshallah.
SubhanAllah, Ammar Bhai.
Whilst Hafiz was speaking, there was so much going through my mind. I could mention this or that. There's so much to speak about. But there's one beautiful narration in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, which is mentioned. And inshallah, that will be enough, sufficient for us to motivate us that we need to do the same. Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, she narrates that تَذَاكَرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ مِيلَادَهُمَا عِنْدِي. That Sina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an, they mentioned, they spoke about their milad to me. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself and Sina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu an speaking about their milad, their birth to Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha.
This is
so acting upon that, you know, we need to be doing the same, mentioning the milad, mentioning the birth of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in Fatawa Razviya Sharif that a person saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream, and he asked the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, those people that celebrate the Maulid, are you happy with them?" And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever is happy with us, we are happy with them."
Allah,
so alhamdulillah, you know, this is a way of showing happiness, and inshallah, it is our iman, it is our faith that this will please the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And once you please the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have certainly pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
SubhanAllah, my dear 7 brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, alhamdulillah, the name of the program is The Blessings of Milad. This is a month full of blessings, full of rahmat, full of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray, you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be able to celebrate this month in accordance to the Quran and Sharia. This is what is extremely important, because unfortunately there are some people out there who, you know, call their gatherings Milad, where, you know, they're performing sins, mazallah. You know, then this is not Milad, my dear brothers. You know, if anybody is to be doing anything wrong, we don't class that as Milad. How can you call that Milad? This is not the Milad. The true Milad is, alhamdulillah, the way, subhanAllah, is celebrated within Dawat Islami. You know, get in contact with your local, your responsible brother within Dawat Islami. In every single country, subhanAllah, we have people everywhere.
Inshallah.
So get in touch with them, inshallah. And they shall arrange some brothers to come to your house. They shall arrange for the tilawat al-Quran to be recited, for the Na'at Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to be recited. They shall arrange for a scholar or a muballigh to deliver a speech at your house, inshallah, so that it may be full of blessings. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the celebration of the milad of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You know, pre-mixing is not the celebration of milad. You know, astaghfirullah, playing music, this is not celebration of milad. It cannot be the celebration of milad if it goes against the sharia. If there's anything which is considered a sin to be performed, this is not milad, my dear son brothers. It is not milad. What milad is expressing your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expressing your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning you are reciting the Quran. You are doing those things which the Prophet ﷺ had emphasized and encouraged us to do, meaning remaining within the boundaries of religion. Whatever good you do, this shall be the milad. Let's listen to Ji Shahin Shahi Madina. As-salatu wassalam.
MashaAllah.
اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ والسلام زینت عرش مولا الصلاۃ والسلام زینت عرش As-salatu was-salam.
Subhanallah, mashallah, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel. Unfortunately, you know, again, time has got the better of us. This is all that happens, my dear Islamic brothers. We should continue to recite the Durood upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to continue praising Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And most importantly, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, don't forget, you must keep, inshallah, we also shall, you too, celebrate Milad. Celebrate it, inshallah, this month. Celebrate it in each and every single one of your houses for you to gain blessings, rahmat, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your houses. But for now, continue to watch Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Miladun Nabi. Welcome Miladun Nabi. Welcome Miladun Nabi.